With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has warned that limited strikes against Iran are possible, even as the country's top diplomat says that Tehran expects to have a proposed deal in the next few days over its nuclear program. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Will the Iranians give up their nuclear program? No. Just like the Libyans gave up theirs and crumbled, North Koreans didn't and survived, and I think they've gone to school on that. Plus, the Iranians have the support of the Chinese and the Russians, albeit, you know, somewhat of at arm's length.
But President Trump warns that if Iran fails to comply with U.S. demands within 10 days, in his words, bad things will happen. Senator Tom Cotton says Iran should just accept U.S. demands.
These are pretty reasonable requests by the United States and by Israel that Iran no longer export terror and violence and chaos. But, of course, they've been doing that for 47 years, so color me skeptical about their willingness to change their spot at this late hour.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore is applauding President Trump's economic policies.
We want to be a nation of capitalists, which, by the way, is one of the reasons I really like this idea of the Trump accounts, where now a newborn baby will actually own a piece of America, and as the stock market goes up, their wealth will go up. We could have people 25 years from now who are just youngsters today being millionaires.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says some states hire third-party companies to administer commercial driver's license tests, and they've not been enforcing the law.
When we get on the road, we should expect that we should be safe.
All truckers and bus drivers moving forward will now have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its campaign to improve safety. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports there's a new snapshot of abortion in the United States.
It's the annual report from National Right to Life, and it reveals that just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure, including some states where it is virtually banned altogether. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 15th century statue that once stood outside of Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home. The bearded saint with book was recently restored under the Adopt a Statue program that recruits donors to fund restorations of statues under a loan agreement that allows it to be occasionally displayed outside of the Duomo. The agreements are in some cases granted for an initial one-year term. This is SRN News. Savannah Peters reports an investigation is underway into the unauthorized sterilization of thousands of women in decades past.
In the 1970s, the Federal Indian Health Service sterilized thousands of women without their full consent. Now, the state of New Mexico is set to investigate that troubling history. State legislators launched a fact-finding probe that they hope will give voice to victims of forced and coerced sterilization. New Mexico's commission will gather information and testimony and report its findings by the end of next year. I'm Savannah Peters.
The much-anticipated U.S.-Canada showdown for gold in men's hockey is back on this year at the Olympics. Jack Hughes scored two goals, and the Americans rolled into the final by routing Slovakia 6-2. In the semifinals last night, and they'll meet the tournament favorite and top-seeded Canada tomorrow. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.